Taflamet Gimel Amar Aleph, 8 lines from the top by the two dots.
Sok de Gemara. Afilu Nochash Kol Chal Ikva Lo Yafseik. A person should not stop Shemana Esrei, even if a Nochash is crawling around his Ekev, his heels. Amar Rav Sheshel Lo Shona Lo Nochash, Tafke Nochash, which is not as dangerous as an Akrev, as a scorpion. Aval Akrev, Poisek, you have to stop. And you remove it, Zog de Rashi. Zok de Gemara Meisvei Nofal Legoiva Reis. If someone falls into a pit of lions, Amy Eden Olav Shemeis, you can't be made that his wife is mutter and is still a chashash of agunas because there's no riot that he died. Nofal Chafira Maleo Nechoshim or Akrovim. We're learning up this Gemara means Nechoshim Akrovim, not like Yosef. This week's Pasha, he fell in Nechoshim Akrovim. We're talking about Nechoshim or Akrovim, either or. So then, Eden Olav Shemeis. So we see clearly that a Nechosh is a clear sign that you died. So why are you saying over here that Nechosh is not a Sakona, only an Akrovish? Zagmar Loishan a Nechosh al Akrov Poisik. I mean, a Nechosh is not dangerous. Here we see clearly a Nechosh kills. Zagmar Shiny Hosom, Dagav Itzamazka. When you fall into the pit, so you're stooping the Nechosh. You just fell on him. You fell on him. I'm sure he's going to damage you. Of course he's going to hurt you. He's going to bite you. So that's when a Nechosh is taka dangerous. Masha Enke, and that's what we eat in all of. Masha Enke, when it comes to Nechosh Kochal Ikvoy, that's not enough. Dafkin Akriv. Zagmar Omreb Yitzchok. Ra Shvorim Poisek. If someone sees Shvorim, oxen coming towards him, then he stops Shemana Esrei. The Tana Rabbi Eishiya Machikin Mishor Tam Chamishim Amo. When you see a short tam that did not gore 3 times, so 50 amos you have to make sure you're moved away, because Lamaisa within 50 amos he'll gore you even though he's not a muad. Umishor muad Kimloy Einov. Stay away, as don't see him. Make sure you don't even see him. So talking about Tana Mishmeider Ameyo Reish Tura Bedekula Solik. If you see a shor, so bedikula solik leigro b'shodi dargo, you see a shor, so then zok drashi bedikula sal shetonim b'tevim b'roisha v'oichel. Aha! If you see a shor eating into a basket of food, so you know he's happy. Like we said before, when you eat, that's when you gore. So then make sure you run up to the roof v'shodi dargo and throw away the ladder that leads you up to the roof. Go make a run, go all the way up to the roof and throw away the ladder, push it away so the shor shouldn't follow you. Mitusach, v'shodi dargo mitusach. It doesn't mean literally go up to the roof. So the shor, right, shor doesn't climb a ladder. But it's a mushel. It doesn't mean you have to go dafka to a roof. You can go into a room too and close the door. The point is, go away from a shor and make sure you do everything that's in your ability that he shouldn't chase you. Oh, Rashi says, Lav Dafka, Shadi Dagas Lav Dafka. El Kloima Hizoim Menu Harva. Be very careful about it. Oh my Shmuel Hani Mili Bishar Shochar. That's talking about a black donkey. A black Ashar. A black Angus. Black Angus, that's dangerous. Ubiyemi Nissen. And in the days of Nissen, because Zagdrashi he sees food, he sees grass all around him. So Zocha Daita all of it. So we see that, like we said before, when a person is Shomanto, it's totally Zebezeh. Oh, because in that time of year, so the Sotan is Merakit Ben Karnov. So he's jolly, he's happy, he's ready to gore. So that's why make go away. There was a Orud, is a type of Nochas Akdashi. That's Min HaNochash VaHatzov. But it's a breed between a Nochash and a Tzov, a snake and a frog, a type of frog. So this Oroid that was what? Was mazik as abriyos, it was harming people. Bo voidi alel rabchinina mendoisa. They told rabchinina mendoisa about this oroid. Omelem, heruli es choyroi. Show me the place where this emanates from. Heruli es choyroi. They showed him the hole where the oroid came out of. Nosan ikvoy al piachor. He put his heel on the opening of the chor, of the hole. Yotza, the oroid came out. Venoshchein, he bit him. Umeis oisa oroid. And the oroid died. Not like Seifoi, he took this oid on his shoulder, Havila Besa Medesh, he showed it to Besa Medesh to tell people. Omalem, Ru Bonai, ain't oid memis. It's not the oid that kills people. Elachet memis. Chet cause a person to die. And we bald, he was not in Madrego that he has Chatoim that he should die, so the Ogre died. Zog the Mora, but Oysa Shah Omru, Oilo le Odom Shepoga by Oroid, woe unto a person that Ogre meets him, but Oilo le Oroid, Shepoga by Chalina Ben Doisa, poor Oroid, because the Chalina Ben Doisa gets to him first, then he will die. If it's not a sakona, it's like a piece of dust on you. Ice toys. Yeah, we shouldn't try this.
Don't try it. So, Yashiv says, oh. We see that we don't know what tefillah is, or real tefillah is.
Very good.
Because if a baby's crying, you'll have to be, this is cheat, you'll have to be mafsik. You'll have to be mafsik to quiet it, you can't have it. So he says, a nachash is not worse than that.
Very good, very good.
So it must be that
we're so far removed from tefillah.
Wow.
Right. So poshet bizman hazeh nochosh by us it's taka sakona, and our tefillah is sit on a such a far madrega that by us we taka can't concentrate because, like he's saying, Rabbi Yashiv says even in a baby, it's not worse than that. It disturbs you. You can be mafsik. When it wasn't mafsik them, it's like in the chassidim rishonim and a whole different madrega where we talk about that by them taka tefillah did not stare them, even if a nochesh is going around them, as long as it's not a sakona. That's something else. Rashi Gradi says over here, B'shem de Bahag, K'sha'orud noishach is Adam, mima orud koidim l'mayim, if the orud gets to the water first, then meisa Adam. Mima orudim koidim l'mayim, meisa orud. V'nasa nesel, b'chanina v'nifka me'ayin mitachas ekvoy. He's saying that there was a water next to him, so he got to the water first. Rashi's saying a different little pshat in the nes. Zog the Mishnah, maskirin gvurois k'shomim b'tchias ha'meisim. A person is maskir, we maskir, mashvuch mayde goshen, but chias amesim. It's one of the gvuz of the Eibishter. Mashvuch. It's Dr. Rashi, it's not a loshen bakosh, it's a loshen haskorah vishvach. Birchsa shvach. Vishelu birchsa shonim, shela, same talamoto is a bakosh. That you say by borcholenu. Vahavdolo by choin adas, that's Tanakama shita. We do it like Tanakama, choin adas. Rabbi Kiva oime, brocha revias bifnatsmo. Between atachoinain, and Okela Kodesh, we add in a bracha, bracha revias, a third bracha after the first three, which is Havdalah, bracha b'fei atzmai. Rabbi Yehaza Oymer b'hoidah, we say it in Moedim, it's part of Hoidah. Zog the Gemara maskirin gvus k'shom in my time. What's the reason? Omer Rav Yosef, mitoch sheshkulek t'chias ha-meisim. Why is it gvus k'shomim said by t'chias ha-meisim? Because it's shkulek t'chias ha-meisim. Lefikach kavu b'tchias ha-meisim. Zog the Mor v'she'elo b'birchas Hashonim, it revives. Zog the Mor v'she'elo b'birchas Hashonim, when we ask for she'elo and talamoto, panosa b'birchas Hashonim, ma'itayma, om Rav Yosef mitoch shi panosa. It's the panosa. Our sustenance comes about through the rain. So we ask it by Baruch Halena, by Baruch Panosa. Lefik ha'kvu b'birchas Panosa. Havdola b'chayin adas, ma'itayma, om Rav Yosef mitoch shihi chochmo. Atachayin lo nadas, to the friendship between Kodesh L'Choyl is Chochma. So because it's Chochma, Kavua bebirchas Chochma, Atachayin is birchas Chochma. V'rabon and Amri mitoch shihi Choyl. Since we're differentiating now between Choyl and Kodesh, it's the bracha of Choyl, lefikach, Kavua bebirchas Choyl. So to convey it by the first bracha that we say in the weekday in the Choyl. Omer Rabbi Amik Doyle Deo. Oh, das is very important. We say it's first bracha of the bakoshes. Shenit betchilas bracha shachoil. It said the first bracha in the birchas achoil. The Rashi over here says that not just it said the first bracha in choil. You need to have this before you have the other bakoshes. If a person doesn't have das and doesn't understand and comprehend who he's davening to, who he's being mavakish from, so then what do you need? What is all the bakoshes for if not for understanding and comprehending? First, you have to internalize. You have to have das who you're being mispalled to. So then it shach the other bakoshes. So it's the first of the bakoshes. V'omer Rabbi Gdoyle Deo Shenit No Ben Shtei Oisiois Shenemar Das is written between two Shemus of Hashem Shenemar Ki Kael Deus Hashem. So the word Das is between the word Kael and Hashem. V'chom Yishem V'Das V'chom Yishem V'Deo Osel Rachim Olav. You can't be Rachim on someone who has no Das. Shenemar Ki Loi Am Bin Ois Hu Al Kein Loi Rachimenu Oisei Hu. Zog the Gemara Om Rabbi Loza Golem Kaddish Gol Mikdosh. The Mikdosh is so great. Shenosem Ben Beis Oisis. Again, it's written between two Shemes of Hashem. Shenema, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdosh Hashem, Koni Yodecho. So it says Mikdosh between Hashem and Hashem. Vom Rabbi Loza, Kolodim Sheish Badeo, Kilonim Nebeis Mikdosh Biyomov. Because both of them are between two Oisis. Deya nitna ben shtei oisiyos, mikdash nitna ben shtei oisiyos. So we're comparing someone who has das is kilu nitna mikdash biyomov. Maskav rab acha kachino elamiata gedolah nekoma revenge is also written between two shemes of Hashem. She nitna ben shtei oisiyos. You're gonna tell me it's great. Shenema kel nekomas Hashem. It says loshon of kel and Hashem afterwards and kel before. Omalei in nekoma sometimes is great. Bemilsei miyagdoilei. Bemilsei. Sometimes it's important to be noikum. Tamat chacham is noikum and noikum nachash. There are times that nekoma is taka gdoilo. Behind the ula, shtei nekomas halololomo. There are two types of nekomas. Achas letoiva, achas lecho. One is good and one is bad. Letoiva, dichsiv, hoifiya mahal poron. The Eibishter appeared to all the nations of the world. And they did not accept the Torah. And then the Eibishter gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So that one is Latoiva. And Rashi explains, Miporon Hefia Vihivkim Amoinim Li Yisrael. After Matan Torah, the halacha is Shoshi Yisrael Shanokach Shosh Al Akum is Potter. So the Nekomis, so to speak, that they didn't accept the Torah, ended up being Latoiva for us, that a Shoshi Yisrael Shanokach Shosh Al Akum is Potter. And one of them is Lero, Dixiv Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Hefia. So there's two Nekomis, there's one Latoiva and one Lero. Zogdamo Rabbi Kiva Oima Omra Brocha Oimra. Bracha revius b'fnei atzmai. There's a bracha on its own of atachoinein of havdalah. I mean, zogma omel Rav Shama bar Abba Rav Yechanon. Michti anshe knesset gdola tiknu lam Yisrael brachas the tefillos v'kedushas v'havdalos. Anshe knesset gdola were misaken brachas, tefillos, kedushos, and havdalos. Kiddush and havdalah. So nichzi anon. Let us see heichon tikun. What's the ganze machtriya machloikas? Where is havdalah? It's inserted in Shemoneh Esrei, is it an Atachoinein? Is it a Bracha Revius B'fnei Atzmai? Is it a Moedim? Let's see what Anshe Knesset does. We're Misaken. Zogma Omalei, it was forgotten. Why? B'tchila Kavu B'tfila. Originally, it was taka part of davening. Heshiru, and then, because they didn't, we're Misaken it to have a kois. You need money for a kois. You need Uyayin. Heshiru, when Klal Yisrael became rich, Kavu ala kois. So they said, do it ala kois. So, and then they forgot where they, after all these years of doing it ala kois, they forgot where it was in tefillah. Hanu, when... Oh, at that time it was taken out of tefillah, correct. Now it's back in both. But at that time it was only in kois. Hanu, when they became poor again, so it was nishtakach, between that time it was nishtakach, so chozru v'kovu v'tefillah, and it was back into tefillah. And over there there was a machlokes, where in tefillah was it? V'heim omru hamavdil b'tefillah. Now, v'heim omru, and afterwards, the taka were misaken, hamavda b'tfila, tzoch shiavdala kois, you have to do both. Once now we had this takona of kois after the heshiru, so now it's henu went back to kois, it went back to tfila, so the misaken also go back to kois, do it also ala kois. And that's what we taka do, we do it both. Zogdi gomorra, it my name, omra b'chir barab, omra b'yechanon, anche knesak doyle, tiknu lam Yisrael, brochas tfilas kdushu v'avdolois, b'tchilu kavu b'tfila, heshiru kavu ala kois, chozru v'henu kavu b'tfila, v'hem omru amavdu b'tfila, tzoch shiavdil ala kois. So you have to do ala kois also. And the Yishalmi says, especially b'zman hazeh, that we are moitzi people, you moitzi women, you moitzi children, and then daven. So mele taki, you have to do both. And Rabbi Yoni says beautifully. He says that ala tefila is mater melocha, and ala kois is mater achila, and that's what we taka do. Shein reish tzadites. The two havdolas that we have, ala tefila, ala kois. One is to mater melocha after davening, hamad b'kois lechol that you say atuchan antonu, and one is to mater achila. Zogt morge it mein name Rabbi Rav Yosef damit aber ja mal bitte zur schafft alle kreis oma rove um mei swine na schmeizen and we ask the following question stay to will his gewuss schon betries amese mit sommer den nazi mach wach bei tries amese o schele be bichs schon mit dann sei zatal mo to be bichs schon im totally forgot it didn't in service maklenu either mach sie neu sie für damen again we have dollar begun adas but if you forgot have dollar begun adas ein mach sie neu so why bim ne schele im gala kreis. So we see that if you forgot it by tefillah, you can say it ala kois. But we see that if you remember it by tefillah, you don't have to say it ala kois. The whole chiyuv of ala kois is only optional. It's if you forgot by tefillah, you can say it ala kois. But there's no chiyuv be'etzim to say it ala kois.
Zog Rashi, mimashmeim yirtzesh loy lachzor ulispalel hoim omro betfillah ein tzoch loyim ala kois. It's mashmeim that if you said it by tefillah, they don't have to say it ala kois. It's only if you forgot it by tefillah, you say it ala kois. So we see now, we just said now, that you say it side by tefillah and side by kois. Here we see it's optional the ganze kois. It's only if you forgot it, then you can say it ala kois. Mashmeh, if you remember a tefillah, you don't say it ala kois. Don't read the Gemara that you could say it alakoyz. Ela aim of nesha oim alakoyz. You mechuyev to say it alakoyz. And that's takar pshat. Zog the Gemara. Itmanami, Omer Binom Bayefes, Shol Reb Yosef, Reb Yochanan Betzidon, Va'amlo Reb Shimon Ben Yankov, Demin Tzu, as Reb Yochanan, Va'anosh Shamet, Va'anosh Shamet, Zog Drashi, Ani Shomati, Ha'mavdil Betfila Tzoch, She'avdil Alakoy, someone's Mavdil Betfila, he has to be Mavdil Alakoy also. Oh, that's a question, I'm sorry. Ha'mavdil Betfila Tzoch, She'avdil Alakoy, Oloi, Va'om Alei Tzoch, She'avdil Alakoy, that means, besides tefillah, you have to be mavdil ala kois also. Now, if the Shein Shulchan Aruch, if someone was not mavdil but tefillah, so then he doesn't have to daven again because he's mavdil ala kois. Now, if he doesn't have a kois, a person knows, I don't have a kois, I'm not going to have a kois, I'm not going to have yayin. So then, taka, you mispal shuv. If you know you're not going to have wine, then you have to daven again, because then you don't have this eight, so mavdil ala kois. If to daven again. The only reason you don't daven again is because we mavdil ala kois. Let's say a person does fakert. He's mahapach the yoitzus. He first did avdol ala kois. Does he still now do atachan antonu by tefillah? On a Sunday, or on a Motzei Shabbos late, or even if he didn't daven at all, what's the halacha like every Sunday? Zog the Gemara, Iboilu, Hamavdal Akois, Mav Shiavda Bitfila, Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Kalvachomim Bitfila, Uma Tfila Deka Takanti, Tfila Deka Takona. Originally it started off by Tfila. Amri Hamavdal Bitfila, Tzach Shiavdal Akois, even though he did the Eka Takona, he still have to do it Alakois. So Hamavdal Akois, if he did a secondary Takona, the Lavika Takantu, Lekoshkin, the Yafri Mavdal Akois, they have to be mavdal betfila. I mean, so avad, even if you mavdal lakoyz first, you still have to be mavdal betfila. Tony Rab Acha Richa, the longer Rab Acha said, kamei the Rab Chinano, hamavdal betfila meshubach yoyis mimeshavdal lakoyz. Tfila is even greater because that's the original takona. So if you mavdal lakoyz first, you still have to be mavdal tfila. Say on Motzei Shabbos, and if you forgot that Motzei Shabbos, you still do it on Sunday. We are mavdal ba'atchan antonu. Vim hivdal bezu vezu, and if a person did it by both of them, you nuchal brachas al roishoy. So kama haguf akasha, amre da mavdal betfila meshubach. If someone's mavdal tefillah, it's greater than mavdal lekoyz. Alma tefillah lechudo sagi. It implies that tefillah alone is enough. V'hoda tonim hivdal bezu bezu. You nuchal brachas al roishoy. It's mashmi. You need both. The brachas only coming to do both. V'chevin the nafak lebchada. Once he did it by one of them, he poter. You already upkapatet. V'av a brachas shein etzricha. The Gemara is asking a kasha that if you're already yoytza avdola can't do twice. So it's a brach levatola the ganze second zach. So what do you mean if you already did the ikka and your yoytza, so then it's not just it's meshubach, it's a nuche brachas roishoy, it's a brach levatola. V'omer Rav Itema Reshlokish V'amil Rav Yechonam Reshlokish V'amit Havayu Kol Mevorach Brach Shein Etzricha Oyvim Mishum Loisiso. You're Oyvim Loisiso. The Rambam says in Ilchus Brach Saloch Perak Alav Loch Tezvov that it's a Loisiso Deraisa. Loisiso usually Pashis is going on a Shvua Shov. The Rambam says Brach Shein Etzricha Ishem Shemayim Levatol is Loisiso Deraisa. Other Rishonim argue, other Rishonim say that it's only a Drabonon, it's a Smachta Ba'alma. And but you're not tasting Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Gimel. It's only the Rabbanon that can do it because it's a Chiddush. Leisisa and Shvuah Shov. But a Koponim, you're over either the Raisa Leisisa or it's Asmachta Dik Leisisa. So how could you make Avdolah Lekois if you're Mavdol Betfilo? Ela Emahochi Im Hivdol Bezu Vela Hivdol Bezu. If he Taka did it by Tefila and not by Kois, then you Nuch Lebrochus Agoishoi. Then you Taka have all the Brochus. Zog the Gemara Boy Minei Abchizdim Rav Sheshes Tor Bezu Bezu. Let's see, he made a mistake in both of them. Meaning he did not say Atachan Antonu B'Shas Tefillah. And then he ate before he was Mavdil Alakoy. So he drank before he was Mavdil Alakoy's Mahu. Meaning, what do you do now? Do you now just do Havdol Alakoy's? Like a regular case when a person forgets to be Mavdil B'Shas Tefillah, so you're not Choyzer because you're Mavdil Alakoy's? Or no, since over here you made a mistake in both, side the fact that you forgot to say it by Tefillah, and also that you ate before you were Mavdil Alakoy's, so now maybe you have to daven again. And you have to be mavdil again by tefillah. Omalei, tor bezu bezu. If you made a mistake, say you forgot avdola by tefillah, and say you ate before you were mavdil ala kois, then choyzel l'roish, then you tak after daven again. And then after you daven again, you mavdil ala kois, afterwards, after the tefillah, you mavdil ala kois. Zok di gemor alamit gimel amit beis. Omalei, ravina l'rove hilchas amai. What's the halacha l'maisa l'gabe being mavda betfilah? You have to mavda l'kois also. Zog the Gemara, Omalei ki kiddush ma kiddush. Just like by kiddush, afakav de mikalish betzlusa. Even though he davened
you mekadesh the yom Friday night by davening. You say atakidash is emeshvi. Still mekadesh akosa, you mekadesh alakois. Afavdol enami, afagav de mavdil bitzlusa, mavdil akaso. You mavdil alakois also. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll see this last gemara again. We'll stop over here. We'll see this tomorrow again. We'll stop over here at the top of Lamed Gimel Omed Beis.